Bible podcast. We hope you'll enjoy this message by Pastor Joey Bonifacio.
Today, as we continue on, we know that we've crossed the middle of the year and entering into the month of July. I want to start talking to you today about a four-week series on overcoming hardships. You're probably asking, why would you do a four-week series on overcoming hardships? Well, the simple reason is inflation is upon us. In some cases, double digits. It has not just affected fuel prices, it has affected even basic commodities. Inflation, the reality that we are facing hard times. The title of my first message is Prevailing Over Hard Times. The fact of the matter is everybody and everyone goes through hard times. And while that's true, we can find victory during hard times and it starts with the right perspective. To get the right perspective, I'm starting and kicking off the series reading through the book of Philippians and over the course of the next 4 weeks to study what the book of Philippians says about hardships. You might be wondering, why the book of Philippians? Well, the simple reason is because the people of Philippi were undergoing hard times. They were under Roman rule and times were not easy. Paul, who was writing the letter to the Philippians, was actually in prison in chains, as we will see later on. And he too was going through hard times. Interestingly, in Philippians chapter 2, verse 25, we see that, but I think it is necessary to send you back Epaphroditus, my brother, co-worker, and fellow soldier, who is also your messenger whom you sent to take care of my needs. Apparently, the church in Philippi sent Epaphroditus to help Paul in his time of need while being in prison. For he longs for all of you and is distressed because you heard he was ill. Now, this guy was also the very messenger who was sent to bring this letter was also ill. Indeed, he says, he was ill and almost died. Hard times. But God had mercy on him, and not only him, but also on me, to spare me sorrow upon sorrow. Watch this. Hard times, the people of Philippi, Paul who was writing the letter to the church in Philippi, and finally the very messenger that they sent. The book of Philippians opens up in chapter 1, verse 6, where it says, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on into completion. Paul, encouraging the church, says, in the midst of hard times, he's confident of this, and I am confident of this, that as we study God's word, that he who began a good work in us will carry it into completion. Philippians opens up in chapter 1 with the idea of perspectives, the word vista. Perspective simply means the idea of seeing things from a different angle. And the way to overcome in this season of hard times, as Paul will show us, is to be able to see a different perspective. People have different perspectives. It's been said that people who are mature are those who have learned to appreciate, if not respect, the perspective of others. One guy sees the number 6, the other guy sees the number 9. Knowing that their perspective, while may be true, but the fact that they are able to look and appreciate and even understand another person's perspective is a mark of maturity. My wife has shown me this through condiments. Interestingly, she showed me that bottles, my wife, many years ago, showed me this idea of perspectives. My perspective may be very clear and very right, and hers and my children may be very different because what she's seeing is a different perspective. In the case of my children, they probably don't have the right perspective just yet. The point of the matter is maturity comes from those who understand and appreciate the perspective of others. And that's why children tend to be immature because the only perspective they see is I didn't get the candy or the thing they want right now. Spiritual maturity is the same way. The best way to mature is to see things from God's perspective. And that's why we're looking at the book of Philippians. The first point I want to make is that Jesus changes our perspective on relationships. Paul opens in chapter 1 with the admonition that suffering from the perspective of Jesus shows us that during hard times, we get a better perspective on our true relationships. Hard times tend to show us the people we genuinely love. Jesus changes our perspective about the people we genuinely love when hard times come. Philippians chapter 1 verse 8 says, God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. Here he's talking about his affection for them and how he longs for them because of the hard times they're all going through. I haven't seen my 90-year-old mother for 2.5 years and finally got reunited with her last May. It was a longing that I've always wanted. Why? Because during the hard times, we begin to see the people we genuinely love. And funny enough, when I began to see her, she couldn't stop hugging me and kissing me because she has missed me so much. And likewise, I've missed her so much. I spent times going on a date with my grandchildren. This is my granddaughter, Sophia, which picture of which taken by her father, I think, or her mother. And I spent time with my youngest grandson, Manu. And I spent time with my children, my sons, because they're the people I genuinely love. Hardships and suffering reveal to us the people whom we genuinely love, and more than that, the people who genuinely love us. Back to Philippians chapter 2, verse 25, Paul says, "But I think it is necessary to send back to you Epaphroditus, my brother, co-worker, and fellow soldier, who is your messenger, whom you sent to take care of my needs." Paul had needs. Back in the day, when you were incarcerated by the Romans, you actually die unless somebody sends you the stuff you need. That was the only way, because the Romans would not feed you, and in a dungeon there, you're left to die. Some people abandoned us during hard times. For Paul, however, the very people he was writing to were suffering, and yet they were the very people who stood up and made sure that his hardships were met. Hardships across the board, just the way of revealing the truth. The truth is, we really love and we will really see who we really love genuinely and the people who genuinely love us during the times of hardship. COVID has shown that to us. When COVID happened, we realized that our world became smaller. Back in the day, we wanted to reach everybody through social media, but tough times makes our perspective better. Our world shrank to the reality of the people we really care about, our family, our parents, our wives, our spouses. Church is not just a crowd, but very specific people. And that's not a bad thing. What it really does, it simply tells us and gives us the right perspective that Jesus changes our perspective on relationships when hard times come. People we generally love become obvious, and the people who generally love us become even more so, more obvious. Thirdly, it's people who pursue the same goals. Philippians chapter 1, verses 4 and 5 says, "Always in every prayer of mine, you all making requests with joy." He says, I'm always praying for all of you and making a request, not just request, but with joy in the midst of hardship. By the way, this is one of the themes of Philippians. You will keep finding this idea of joy. For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, he's explaining to these people that not only are they generally people he loves, and not only are the people who love him, they're the same people who are pursuing the very same goals that he is pursuing. They're the ones that are saying, we want to spread the gospel from that day, from the first day until now. In Amos chapter 3, verse 3, it says, "Can two walk together except they agreed?" Fact of the matter is, when we have this during hard times, we understand that this is with agreement that we can walk together in relationships. In thinking about this and illustrating, I thought about a sailing ship in the midst of a high seas and storms and winds. And it's very important for us that while we may have many different perspectives riding the same boat, we are, in the manner of saying, on the same course and the same journey and headed towards the same destination and goals. Which is why it's important to have the right perspective and have the same people who have the same goals. The worst thing that can happen to a people sailing together is to get in a boat together and realize that while they share the same perspectives, do not share the same goals. It is important that during hard times, we realize the people we genuinely love, the people who genuinely love us, and the people who pursue the same goals with us. Which brings me to my second point. My second point is Jesus changes our perspective during hardships. During hard times, our perspectives are changes. Still, in chapter 1, it is not clear how long Paul has been hungry, how long he's been suffering, the fears, the torture. And remember, the writer was almost ill and almost dying. It's not clear to us how long that lasted. But what is clear is this: Paul saw a greater purpose. Hard times tend to teach us and give us a perspective on having the greater purpose in the midst of hardships. Without hard times, we simply go on spending, wasting, and doing things on our merry way without purpose. Philippians chapter 1, verse 12 says, "Now I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel." Here, Paul is talking about the idea that hardships are opening God's purposes more clearly. A clear understanding of our purpose enables us to overcome hardships. A good example of that is Joseph, the son of Jacob, when he said, "It was God who sent me here ahead of you." He saw the purpose of the hardship that he encountered. During COVID in May of 2020, I started to have this revelation about the hardship that we were going through. And I wrote down this little sheet of paper, 30 positive things that COVID brought about that I may not have realized. There were spiritual gains that I found. People are more spiritual. People are more prayerful. People have become more open to God and the things of God. On my own personal level, I've had more flexible schedules. I started to eat better. I started to sleep longer. I started to do things not just on the spiritual or the personal, but even in the relational and the physical attributes, and even in the social and environmental aspects of my life. Purposes have become clearer when hard times hit us. The second thing we see is we see new opportunities. Jesus changes our perspective during hard times when we see a greater purpose. But the second thing we also find is we see new opportunities. Philippians chapter 1 again, verse 13 says, "As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and through everyone else that I am in chains." There he is in chains for Christ. He says, as a result, this new opportunity has come for the palace guards to even know about Jesus, that the very people who were persecuting him now see Jesus because of the opportunity that was provided for him during hard times. You all know that during this COVID situation, even this moment we're entering into hyperinflation, that people have died. There's probably no 2 years in my entire personal history where I've known so many people dying in a matter of 2 years. And yet with the right perspective and all the heartbreak, it has opened many doors to minister to people, to reach out to people, to lead people to Jesus. Similarly, this is probably the most in 2 years history of my life, maybe the only time that rivals this was the near civil war in my nation, was in my personal history, I've known so many people lose jobs and have business downsides. And yet this has opened multiple opportunities. This man that I've Zoomed with and a number of other men and this young girl from Vancouver that I began to reach out to and be able to minister to because of the hard times. Now, when you think about 365 days in a year, we can find opportunities every day when we have the right perspective. There are many other opportunities. It all depends on our perspective. Jesus changes our perspective during hard times. And when he does that, we end up seeing a greater purpose. We end up seeing new opportunities. And finally, we see our real priorities. Sometimes when all things are good, we lose the actual priorities that we should have. And back in Philippians chapter 1, verses 15 and 16, Paul says, "It is true that some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others out of goodwill. The latter do so out of love, knowing that I'm put here in defense of the gospel." He's talking about the reality that there are two camps or people that are preaching the gospel. The former preach Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing that they can stir up trouble for me while I'm in chains. He's talking about these people who are actually trying to take advantage of the moment while he's in prison to usurp his authority. "But what does it matter?" he says. "The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached. And because of this, I rejoice." He says, what does it matter? The real priority, the important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached. And because of that, I find joy. Jesus changes our perspective during hard times. We see a greater purpose. We see new opportunities. And more importantly, we see our real priorities. That's what happened to Paul. As I close this message, I bring you to my last and final point. Jesus changes our perspective on life and death. Again, Philippians chapter 1 says, "For to me, to live is Christ and to die is gain." Here, Paul says, to live is Christ, and to say to die is gain. Our perspective on life and death becomes very clear when hard times come. Very often, when hard times come, I've said this probably a number of times in my own life where I say, God, just take me, because life's been so hard. And I began to have a greater perspective of understanding that to live is Christ and dying is actually gain. One of the ways we can realize if this is true for you is to put a blank in this verse. What's your perspective? To live is blank and to die is blank. For some people, to live is to have money and to die is to have no money. For some people, to live is to be successful and to die is to be unsuccessful. For others still, to live is to prove myself correct and the other one is to prove myself embarrassed and incorrect. Paul says none of that matters. He's realized in the hard times and he's trying to admonish his friends in Philippi, for to me, and this is important, for to you, for to me, for us, do you know that to live is Christ and to die is gain? Jesus changes our perspective on life and death during hard times. That's the point where we can prevail and overcome hardships in life when we understand that death means being with God. Probably one of the most uncomfortable things you can find yourself in is to find yourself traveling in a plane and wearing a parachute. It's uncomfortable, it's bulky, it's heavy, and it's kind of want to take it off. It has a level of hardship that comes with it, and it's very similar to our faith in life. Christians or people of faith, people like us who put our faith in Jesus, are literally wearing this parachute of eternity. And it's bulky, and sometimes it's hard and it's heavy, until it's time to dive. And then you realize how important that thing that is hard for you to carry is when eternity comes face to face with you. Until you realize that all of us, none of us escapes the reality that one day we die. And our faith in Jesus Christ is our only assurance that when that day comes or death knocks on our door, we can safely say to die is gain. Philippians chapter 1:23 continues, I'm torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far. He's talking about this idea that I'm torn. If the truth is to die is gain, then I'd rather die and would be with Jesus forever. But it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body. He talks about this second point, that Jesus changes our perspective on life and death. Death means being with God, and life means living for others. This is the reality, that when we understand hardship, when we go through hardship, we understand death means being with God, and life means living for others. Probably the closest person to me who lives for others is my wife, Marie. I watch her live for me, for her children, for her grandchildren, gave up a career, gave up a lot of things to make sure that her family is working well. Recently, actually in May, she had to undergo surgery. I bring this photo up to you not to tell you that I care for others, but to make the point that the intent that not institutions will care for people, but people care for those around them. Second thing I want to bring up is the most caring of people need caring for themselves. Jesus changes our perspective on life and death. Death means being with God. Life means living for others, living a life worthy of the gospel. Philippians chapter 1, verse 27, my final point here. Whatever happens, he says, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then whether I come to see you or hear about you in my absence, whatever it is, whatever happens, and that's my admonishment to you as you're watching this video, whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel. I will know that you stand in the one spirit, striving together as for one faith of the gospel without being frightened in any way by those oppose you. I will know that you will stand firm. This is what happens when we have the right perspective on the gospel and living our life for the gospel. We will find ourselves standing firm in the midst of hard times. We will strive together to be in one faith for the gospel without ever being afraid or frightened despite the hard times. Prevailing in hard times requires a coming to the right perspective. Paul shows us that during hard times, it's a good time to check our perspectives on our relationships, our perspectives on the new opportunities, the purposes, and the priorities of our lives. The question that I want to pose for you today is, which of these is the Holy Spirit showing you? Is it about your relationships that need to be genuinely understood? Is it something that God is showing you in terms of your new purposes, your new opportunities, and your greater clarity for your priorities? Or maybe it's about living for the gospel. As I close, join me in a short word of proclamation. Pick up a bread and a cup and join me in this communion as we pray this prayer. Jesus, thank you that you change our perspective in our relationships. Thank you that in that time or in these times of hardship, we can genuinely know the people we love, the people who genuinely love us, and the people who pursue the same goals with us. Jesus, as you change our perspective on hardship, we will see a greater purpose for our lives, see new opportunities in the midst of these hardships, and we see the real priorities of our lives. And finally, Jesus, thank you that as you change our perspective in life, you change our perspective of life and death. Death means being with you. Life means living for others. And finally, life, a life worth living for the gospel. Lord, we pray this prayer in declaration of your name. Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you. You have a good weekend.
Thank you for listening to the Every Nation Singapore podcast. We hope you've been blessed by today's message. For more information, visit everynation.org.sg.